Hey, Gopher fans, it's Mike Grimm from Gopher Radio and GopherSports.com with Athletic Director Mark Coyle, and we want to talk to you about Gopher Sports and our week of giving. Mark, first of all, good to see you. We get to see each other for these videos. It's the first time we've been able, as we're both vaccinated, to be a little bit closer and a little bit in each other's personal space here.
Yeah, you know, Mike, it's great to see you, and I feel like every day we get a little bit closer to whatever our new normal is going to be, so it's great to spend some time with you talking about Gopher student-athletes.
Well, before we get into our week of giving and some of the details there, and you can find all the details at gophersports.com/week of giving. Let's talk about the year that just passed. And man, I mean, you think about what the student athletes went through and all the successes. There was a lot of good news in the midst of all of this chaos.
You know, Mike, I am so proud of our student athletes, our coaches, and our staff. Everybody's worked incredibly hard, and we've had a great year here at Gopher Athletics. You know, we won 3 Big Ten championships with women's gymnastics, women's indoor track and field, and of course, our men's hockey team won the Big Ten tournament this year. It's been a great year. We've had 7 national champions on the individual side with Gable Steveson, Max McHugh, Sarah Bacon, and Shane Wiskus winning national titles. So it's been a great year for Gopher Athletics.
Yeah, for sure. No question about that. What were some things that these student athletes went through that maybe the general Gopher fan isn't aware of? Because it has been a lot.
Yeah, you know, Mike, there's no doubt this year has been like any other year we've had. Obviously, you know, our kids have gone through, first off, distance learning. You know, we all had to, you know, for those who have kids in school, they had to do this distance learning process. Our kids had to do the same thing. Second, they went through almost daily testing of the antigen test and going through that process. You know, we had to go through contact tracing and quarantine where they're being isolated from their teammates, their families, et cetera, which is different for them. And probably the biggest difference was no fans. You know, I've told you and I tell our fans all the time, we miss seeing you in our buildings. We can't wait to see you back at our stadiums and our venues this upcoming year because, again, we miss seeing them. And, again, they had to compete without any fans this year, which was very strange.
What was the testing like? I mean, you think about these student athletes with all of they have on their plate, and every morning at whatever it is, 8 o'clock, they have to come in and get a swab. You know, for the early part of it, it was a swab up the nose and all this stuff. I mean, what do you think that was like for them trying to navigate through that?
You know, again, Mike, I can't say enough about them because they all made tremendous sacrifices this year. And, you know, some of our tier one sports were tested daily. Other sports were tested every other day. And, you know, I joke, I still have a callus on the inside of my right nose from the number of tests I've gone through. And our right. student athletes went through a lot more tests than I did. But again, they've handled everything the right way. And we're just really grateful that we got a lot of our sports in this year and look forward to a new bright future.
Yeah, because there was a time where we weren't sure whether sports and competition would happen. So the good news is it did, and there was success. Now, in terms of off the competition field and on paper, so to speak, what was the impact that COVID-19 had on, let's say, finances? Fiscal year is just now wrapping up for the Gopher Athletic Department, and from a year ago at this time, let's say 14 months ago, you were, you know, obviously feeling really good, and then the COVID hit. Where are we now that things have maybe calmed a little bit? And you can have a better picture.
Yeah, you know, well obviously, you know, we've worked incredibly hard with our budget office, with campus, and with our own staff and employees to make sure we manage our budget the right way. But basically, all of our revenue streams were shut off. You know, whether you talk about TV, ticket sales, scholarship seating donations, et cetera, all that stuff was cut off. And so we've had to work really hard to manage our budget. And again, I'm just so thankful for our staff and how they've operated. And, you know, we talked about at the beginning of the pandemic, we thought we might be around $75 million upside down. Right now, we're looking at that $45 million range. And we're not alone. All of our peers are facing similar deficits. And we just got to be creative and work hard to work our way through this deficit and move forward.
And part of that certainly continues to get support from fans. And let's talk about scholarships. And that's what this week is focusing on is scholarships. Obviously, you have how many scholarship student athletes here, and what does that all encompass when you talk about a whole package of a scholarship?
Well, obviously, scholarships are the backbone of our program. You know, and we our goal is to provide a first-class experience for all of our student athletes, and we provide 324 scholarships. We have about 650 student athletes. An out-of-state scholarship costs just shy of $81,000. So it's a big number. I think our scholarship bill this year is about $13.7 million. So when people invest in our program, they invest in our student athletes, and we take great pride. You know, academically, we're the highest rated public school in the country. So we're doing things the right way. We're competing at a high level. So when people make those scholarship gifts, it truly impacts our student athletes and helps us to do the good things on and off the field.
And it's not just like a budget gimmick. You, as an athletic department, is writing a check out of the department with this real money, which gets sent across campus, and they use that money as part of it. It's not just I think a lot of people are under the impression, well, it's just free money here. It's not. This is real money for the athletic department.
Yeah, when I talk about the almost $81,000 for out-state scholarships, we pay that. And right. We pay that for our in-state kids. And that money, as I said, it's $13.7 million that goes back to campus that we have to cover. And again, that's why, you know, we're so blessed with great donors here who help us do those special things so we can fund those scholarships and fund all those student athletes.
So why is it important you think about scholarships, 324 scholarships? What does a student athlete get, I guess, for those 324 student athletes? What do they get when a donor writes a check to help?
Well, obviously, you know, you talk about the room and board and those type of things, but at Minnesota, you know, we talk all the time, Mike, when we bring a young man or a young woman to our campus, we talk about, you know, we're going to have you for 4 or 5 years, but our goal is to prepare you for the next 40 years. And our goal is hopefully to keep you in Minnesota. We have such a vibrant state, a vibrant community. We want to keep people here. But that scholarship covers everything from academic advising, athletic medicine, sports nutrition, mental health resources. So it covers the gamut for our student athletes. And again, we take great pride being one of the highest rated public schools in the country with respect to our student athlete academic success. Our graduation success rate is at 94%, which is a program record. So again, we're doing great, great things with those scholarship dollars that help support our student athletes in so many ways.
One of the neat things I see too is oftentimes there's occasionally been the scholarship dinners, or there's been donors at events, and they get to see the student athletes firsthand. Some write a check that they get their name put on it, and then the athlete gets that. And then what a reward for those donors to see how the scholarship gets used, and oh, that's my athlete there. And so there's some cool things on the flip side of that for the person writing the check too.
Oh, without question, you know, and it's one of my favorite moments when you have student athletes actually meet the donors who are funding their scholarships. And to see the gratitude they have on their face, and to see the sense of fulfillment that donors have to provide that opportunity for our student athletes, it's awesome. And again, we're very fortunate with the great support received from so many people.
Again, it's gophersports.com/week of giving. As we wrap up our talk here with Athletic Director Mark Coyle, we're getting, it seems like, on firmer footing with the pandemic, hopefully starting to get into the rearview mirror. What can we look forward to this fall? I know there are no firm answers yet, but here you and I sit without a mask and closer than 6 feet, so we're making progress.
Yeah, there's no doubt we're making progress. And again, you know, the thing I'm looking forward to when I talk to our student athletes, we can't wait to have people back in our buildings. I mean, we miss people. We miss the excitement, the energy. You were at football games, basketball games this year, hockey games this year. It's just a strange feeling with nobody in the building. And I can't tell you how excited we are to welcome people back to campus. Of course, we're gonna follow the Minnesota Department of Health guidelines. We'll work closely with campus. And President Gable's been such a strong advocate to help us to get back to hopefully our new normal, where fans can be a part of our experience. And again, I know our student athletes look forward to representing not only this institution and this community, but all of our fans and all of our donors to support our great program.
And it looks like some of those fall sports teams could be pretty darn good too.
Fingers crossed.
No doubt. There he is, Athletic Director Mark Coyle. Again, it's gophersports.com/week of giving. Mark, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right. So long, Gopher fans.